This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Luke with Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in freedom. And, I gave out the old number. I shouldn't have done that. The number is 603-283-6160. This is what happens when you get years of training on something and you everything gets switched up. 603-283-6160. You got to call in on the New Hampshire line. We don't have the toll-free line anymore. But then again, who has toll calls? Peakless, you had an article last week that we just barely got to that suggested, it's Time Magazine, by the way. This is not some kind of, Alex Jones or Art Bell article.
Although you couldn't tell from the content.
Right. It's suggesting that there was, in fact, a conspiracy to not rig, but fortify the 2020 election for Joe Biden. Now, I don't know what that means, fortify. Sounds to me like rig, but whatever. And
there's a lot of doublespeak in this article. We're not rigging the election. We're just fortifying it. And, for democracy, because what really gets in the way of democracy is not having a secret cabal of people run the thing.
Yes. And you know what? Our government today doesn't resemble much of a democracy. It much more resembles an oligarchy. But, that's Princeton University saying that, not me.
Oh, yeah.
The idea that people can insert themselves into government and make it so that one party or another takes over sounds like a ridiculous notion until you realize that Democrats have been accusing Republicans of doing it for years in the form of gerrymandering. So the idea that Democrats...
As if they're not doing the exact same thing.
Right. Well, that's to propose one party is evil and the other party is good.
Yeah, the Democrats are the ones who went to the Supreme Court demanding gerrymandering, so...
How so? What's your...
It is basically illegal... gerrymandering.
Yep.
It is basically illegal to not gerrymander because Tennessee tried to do that, and they said, okay, we'll just split the states...
into, squares or something.
Yeah. And they were like, well, no, because then because these squares don't respect the racial demographics of the state. And it's
right.
Like, well, are they... supposed to? And then there was another state, I forgot what state this one was.
The way you divide your voting is just not racist enough.
Who said, okay, well, we have however many representatives, everybody gets to vote on all the slots. Say it was three, everybody gets to vote on all three slots. And Supreme Court said no.
Right. So trying to make something that doesn't pay any attention to race or demographics at all is unconstitutional.
It's against Supreme Court case law.
Doesn't that make it unconstitutional? Is that just too much?
It depends on what language you're speaking. In English, no. In legal, yes.
Okay. So, well, they're the ones who get to decide. All I can decide is whether I choose to continue to live here or not. They, however, decide what's constitutional, in their little legal land.
I'm kind of curious what you mean by the in English, no. In legalish.
Well, you can read the Constitution. It's a document with... words,
oh.
So you can read it, and if something's not in there, then it's not unconstitutional.
Oh, that.
But
they've decided to apply
the piece of paper that's under glass in the White House, or wherever it is, it's under glass in a museum somewhere, doesn't have drones and tanks, so it doesn't really get to decide anything.
You know, I've combed through that entire document, and not once does it say if there's a germ, then we just have a bunch of little tyrannies.
You're right. Then everybody gets house arrest without habeas corpus. Ding. So I do want to hear. I think this is a very important article, in so much as it discusses in detail a conspiracy to rig an election. And it's put out by a group that is not conservative, that is considered mainstream media, and I haven't personally read all the way through this. So please, let's take a look.
Well, and we're not gonna have time to read all the way through it because there's over 6,000 words in this.
Yes, it is a long article.
I mean,
and I recommend everybody listening take a read of the whole thing. And I don't think it's as bad as we're making it sound, but it ain't good.
Well, the thing that is most distinguishing about this is just that it's not as bad as it could be, sure, but it's just this much is what's admitted to.
Right, this is what's admitted to. This is the news that is fit to print.
Right.
What isn't?
So these are the tendrils of control that are worth, you know, everyone knowing about.
Yeah.
So, they start out with, why this was all so necessary, but a weird thing happened after the November 3rd election. Nothing. The nation was braced for chaos. Liberal groups had vowed to take to the streets, planning hundreds of protests across the country. Right-wing militias were girded for battle. In a poll before Election Day, 75% of Americans voiced concern about violence. Instead, an eerie quiet descended as President Trump refused to concede. The response was not mass action, but crickets.
Except for the insurrection? How old is this article?
There was an unauthorized tour of the U.S. Capitol, but at this point, we've been... Look, New York Times has retracted its claim of the officer being killed by these people. At this point, we have no idea who died on the state's side of this insurrection. I mean, if one of your people dies and none of the state people die and you planned this, you're a really bad terrorist.
I mean, it was really badly executed anyway.
But if you brought ropes to climb the wall outside of the state capitol, you could have brought a handgun. Just one. And that,
those
a Glock has how
DC,
many rounds?
Though.
What's that?
19. Those aren't allowed in D.C., though.
Right.
Neither is anything that happened.
Unauthorized tours?
Right. This guy
That's beyond a tour. An unauthorized tour is you break in and you're like, let me look at all this pretty stuff. That's a tour. Okay.
That's kind of what happened.
Well, they gave them their podium back, so, I mean, short of a few broken windows and some trampled people.
Favorite part is the guy with the buffalo hats out there giving some long, a QAnon prayer, and the security guy comes in and says, could you leave?
The QAnon shaman.
Does this dude look like he's going to leave?
They knocked the cop down and then picked him back up.
Right. They brought a rebel flag, but they didn't bring a handgun. This is not an insurrection.
They're very conservative with their rebellion, you see.
It was a really badly done insurrection. It wasn't a riot.
How can you call something that is an insurrection that doesn't have a gun? It's either
planned. You can do something really badly.
You can either plan or not plan.
To take over the U.S. federal government.
Well, you're not taking over anything without a gun. That's not the definition of takeover.
And I mean, since we're discussing tactics on this, this was the worst possible tactics you could have. So, okay, you had the Republican Party at least making noises against how this whole thing was done. I mean, they weren't really going to stop it, but they were at least going to make kind of a show of, being a pain in the butt to the Democratic process and the Democratic Party. But then
leftists,
this happened.
The leftists had an autonomous zone guarded by people with guns. I mean, you can't tell me the folks on the right are that stupid. They weren't trying to take over.
The people who were trying to overthrow the feds were that stupid.
Yeah.
Because that's a subset of the right.
Well, the
people were not trying to overthrow the United States federal government in favor of Donald Trump, who's going to live for another 5 years tops.
Yeah. And then after this, all of a sudden, everyone on the right has no obligation to even stand in the way of this like they were going to, plus the fact that they're all very old and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And if you want an insurrection, what happened in Portland with the Chaz? There's an insurrection. They literally started their own country.
Yeah, they successfully overthrew a piece of a city, at least.
Yes, for days. That was an insurrection. But you're not allowed to talk like that, because those were leftists or something. What do you think? The number
was not the deadly siege.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Some of you asked, and now we've delivered. LRN.FM's live Keene, New Hampshire studio shows are now streamed in HD on Twitch. Visit our channel at twitch.lrn.fm and give it a follow. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free subscription on Twitch. If you use it on our channel, Twitch will give LRN.FM a monthly piece of your Prime subscription cost. So please watch, follow, share, and subscribe to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we're reading Time Magazine's story on how the 2020 election was rigged. I mean, fortified for Joe Biden.
Oh, it's nothing so salacious. It's just the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election.
Indeed. If you've been watching the Bitcoin price, you are certainly not alone. Many people are watching. Prices are down a little bit. Bitcoin may be on sale. It may be on its way back down to, you know, lower. We have no idea. Lower realms. I have no idea. But I can tell you that if you want the latest news on the world of cryptocurrency and what's going on there, well, the best place to go is Bitcoin.com. In fact, if you still need to figure out this whole cryptocurrency thing, because I've heard a lot of people say, I still need to figure out this cryptocurrency thing, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Go to Bitcoin.com. At the top, get started. It's a three-minute video. At the end of 3 minutes, you will know far more than you do now. By the way, you don't need to know that much about currency in order to use it. Just so you know. I mean, Melanie, did they one of your pieces of show prep, and we're going to hopefully get to it, is that they just eliminated M1 and M2 from the reporting standards?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want a reason to find out about cryptocurrency, how about the fact that the Fed is no longer letting us know how much money exists?
Right, but at this point, people don't know what M1 and M2 is. And if you don't, it proves that you don't need to know everything about Bitcoin in order to use it, because you don't know everything about U.S. dollars and you use them. So go to Bitcoin.com, check it out. They have the ability for you to get a wallet, which is an app that you can hold your Bitcoins in. You can buy some Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash there. Whatever it is that you need, they've got it. All the information you might need is at Bitcoin.com. It's your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a slick and easy-to-use website at Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I just wanted to, actually, I'd love to talk about that for just a second.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so if you're not, you know, really deep into finance or something like that, then you probably don't have any idea what M1 and M2 and all of that is. But basically, M1 is how much money there is. So, like, dollars, cash, coins, checking accounts, like, all of the just very, very basic, you can spend this money, that's what M1 is.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to convert it before you spend it. So, like, M2 is where
savings accounts, money markets.
Right. You step a little bit further there where, like, you can spend this, but you would have to convert it. But it's very easy to convert.
Yeah.
But M1 is just money that is spendable. And the fact that we are no longer, and not just, like, ordinary people, but the entire financial apparatus of the world is no longer allowed to know how many U.S. dollars there are.
Well, we have to read that article to find out exactly what's being said in it. I don't know, so I'm not willing to report that exactly, but that's the headline that I got. So I want to find out more on that subject, and we will here in the near future. But I want to hear about this rigging that went on.
Yeah, so like I said, the article sort of starts with a explaining why this was all necessary. And how there was all of this expectation of violence and chaos, and 75% of Americans voiced concern about violence. Instead, an eerie quiet descended, as President Trump refused to concede the response was not mass action, but crickets. When media organizations called the race for Joe Biden on November 7th, jubilation broke out instead, as people thronged cities across the U.S. to celebrate the democratic process that resulted in Trump's ouster. And I would like to say, citation needed. I mean,
some people did, sure.
I don't remember thronging jubilation, but okay.
Oh, it depends on where you were. Where we were, none.
Democrats were all hiding in their house, so you have to just believe that they were celebrating.
Yep. A second,
I can tell you they are. Whenever I talk to one of my Democrat friends, they're like, yay! Yippee!
Yeah, that was what struck me as odd about this part. It's like, well, wait a second. From what I've seen, the most concerned about the pandemic people are the Democrats. I don't think they would throng somewhere to celebrate so much as, you know, privately in their own homes.
You can't get COVID while fighting white supremacy.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. It's a very woke virus. It's very sensitive to politics and timing.
However, you can definitely be at the super spreader event if you go to Sturgis, where all the Republicans are.
Naturally. A second odd thing happened amid Trump's attempts to reverse the result. Corporate America turned on him. I read that and I'm like, when was corporate America exactly on his side? Like, I don't remember anyone being on Trump's
side. They probably should have been because he was reasonably good for the economy. But, you know, looking in retrospect to 2020, it does seem like they, them, those, right? Like, the Democrats or Enough of the Nation or the media or somebody was definitely against Trump in so much as they wanted to report this COVID thing dramatically more dangerously than it was. And this is important. They changed the criteria basically, you know, immediately when Joe Biden gets sworn in.
It was less than 3 hours after. It was the CDC came out. It was like, oh, these tests are all wrong.
They changed the criteria to determine whether or not you had a case of COVID within 3 hours. Is this your claim?
It was less than 3 hours after he got sworn in. The CDC came out with a test change.
That's about as obvious as they could be.
And that's one of the things that you actually see pieces of that showing up in this article, that they had already planned on making this change to a mail-in ballot system in 2019, when no one had like really even heard of this thing.
Right. And the obvious thing is that, so this is true when it comes to elections. The more people that vote, the more likely the Democrat wins. And that's just the way it is. Why? Well, you can determine what you want to determine. Maybe some people are marginalized, but probably more likely the people who have less time or inclination to go vote are probably people with low information that can be more likely suckered in with a claim that you're going to get a $2,000 check or the government's going to give you something for free. That's my presumption on it. As far as I'm concerned, there ought to be a test to see whether or not you can vote. There's a test to see whether you can drive or not.
If you have to be convinced, I don't think that you should necessarily be making decisions like that.
Well, the problem, of course, with a test to see if you can vote is that whoever determines that test has all of the power.
Indeed. Right now, we currently do have a test to see whether people vote or not, though. It's called the U.S. Citizenship Test. And if we administered it to citizens, people who were born here, people who had the sheer luck of being spit out of a womb right here in the good old U.S. of A., if we actually administered, it's 50 questions in case you wondered, if we administered 10 questions on one of these, you know, automated reader things, 10 questions, and you had to get X number right.
Eight. And you have your phone with you.
Right. You know.
So
I'm just saying, anything
they would do would be pretty low bar.
It wouldn't be that hard. We already have the questions, and we already determine whether people can vote with those questions or not. It doesn't seem racist to me, and I know that's what the accusation is going to be. Because certainly there's a, you know, bad history behind
it. The DNC thinks that being low IQ is a race.
603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Trump is scheduled to take the stage at CPAC to close out the annual gathering of conservatives. Trump's former senior campaign advisor, Corey Lewandowski, tells Fox Nation he knows what's in the speech and says the energy among conservatives is amazing.
Look, 2 years ago, you remember, he came out and he hugged that big, beautiful American flag, spoke for 2 hours on the stage and laid out what he wanted to do for America, which is called America First. That vision hasn't gone away, and there are more people who need it now more than ever.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is asking the state's attorney general and chief appeals court judge to appoint an independent lawyer to investigate claims that he sexually harassed two female staffers. Charlotte Bennett, an aide in the governor's administration until last November, told the New York Times that Cuomo asked her inappropriate questions about her sex life. Another aide, Lindsay Boylan, has accused Cuomo of kissing her and making inappropriate comments. This is USA Radio News. Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine receives emergency use authorization from the FDA. Here's Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
The emergency use authorization granted for Johnson & Johnson's one-shot COVID vaccine allows for that shot to be used in people 18 and older. The company says it will have 20 million doses delivered by the end of March, with production ramping up to 100 million doses by the end of June. Dr. Esther Chu is a professor of emergency medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University and tells CNN that the convenience of a one-dose vaccine is a big benefit.
So it doesn't need to be stored at these ultra-cold temperatures. It's been such a challenge to get even a single dose to many people. Signing up for a second one, keeping track of that, getting transportation is just a huge barrier for many Americans. And then, of course, in harder-to-reach places, including rural America, it's just been a huge logistical challenge with the mRNA vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson provides a really important tool in our arsenal.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're still getting into this conspiracy to rig the 2020 election.
Fortify. Fortify.
That's right. Fortify. That's the term they use. Fortify. It's Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Before we go to the calls, though, I want to talk quickly about Forsvar Concepts. Life and liberty last only as long as you can protect them. Forsvar Concepts has solutions for every safety and security threat that free individuals and organizations may face. Classes, consultations, management, and more. You can go check them out. If you have any kind of security issue in your life, they can handle it. I'm going to spell forsvarconcepts.com because perhaps this isn't the greatest word for the radio, so I'm going to spell it for you. F-O-R-S-V-A-R. F-O-R-S-V-A-R concepts.com. Forsvarconcepts.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Scott the Bigot calling in from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark, Melanie, nobody. I hope you're doing well this evening.
Nobody's not here, though. It's like,
I didn't hear
Peakless.
You say.
It's Peakless Mountaineer.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. I'm sure you all know that the U.S. just attacked Syria, and the U.S. must stay out of the Middle East altogether. I know that's easy said. Joseph Stalin Biden, that's his new name. He is Joseph Stalin Biden. He's a dictator. Is trying to widen a war against America's ultimate enemy, which is Iran. Now, President Trump, as you know, was pulling numerous American troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Middle East in general. Now, Biden is trying to go out of his way to widen the war with Syria, hoping to start a major war against Iran.
You don't think maybe Russia that they're trying to go after? Trying to start a conflict with Russia, too?
You know, you never know with the U.S. government. If they do that, that's a suicide mission.
It looks like the Russia thing is planned for a cold war rather than a hot war.
Russia's not going to like it if, Russia sunk their teeth into Syria.
But will they nuke us over it, which is the question for the rulers, because two nuclear superpowers going to war, rulers don't survive that. It's about the only thing they don't survive, so it's about the only thing they won't do.
Agreed. Unless we could somehow get Putin and Joe Biden to fight with short swords and bucklers over this. I mean, because that's a fair way. Ladies and gentlemen, your kids dying over the disagreements of multi-deca-millionaires? Don't do it. Don't do it.
Who's pushing this war?
Who is
it?
Jerome Powell?
No. Really? AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, is Mark. It's pushing the U.S. into a war with Iran. They want the U.S. to attack Iran under all circumstances so American soldiers die instead of Israeli soldiers. Well, and, you know, I blame our elected officials because you know as well as I do, AIPAC, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, wields tremendous power, and our cowardly elected officials shake in their shoes because if they know if they vote against Israel, they know that AIPAC is going to make sure that they lose their congressional and their Senate seats.
There are multiple people who have an incentive for the U.S. to stay at war with the Middle East, and Israel is one of them because they refuse to get along with their neighbors, and so they will have the U.S. fund their military instead of them fund their military. That's not untrue.
And I would say that AIPAC has an undue amount of influence over who gets called a anti-Semite and who doesn't. So, Scott, thank you for the call, Scott. Scott is an anti-Semite and a self-admitted anti-Semite. I, however, am not. As a matter of fact, I'm a little bit Jewish. So what? It's a little bit.
A little bit in the... Okay.
Okay, it's just a little bit. And the issue here is that basically if you say anything that is contrary to the state of Israel, you're labeled an anti-Semite by AIPAC, as opposed to, you know, somebody who hates Jews because they're Jews. That's an anti-Semite.
Israel is a country just like every other country, and every country is evil. Israel is not a race.
No, but they are an ethnostate, like an admitted ethnostate.
A lot of the places over there are, though.
Well, those happen to be ethnostates, and the countries were drawn around those people.
This is a classic misdirection technique, and it's been especially historically effective against the left. So if you look at, during the 1960s, there was this massive anti-war on the left, this massive anti-war movement.
Yeah.
Okay, well, one of the biggest things that they did to distract from that was to refocus on, well, we're not just anti-war, we're also anti-racist and anti-sexist and all of that. Okay, so the Occupy Wall Street. So all of a sudden you had especially people on the left not identifying as being on the left, but as part of the 99%.
Yes.
Well, again, that is absolutely destructive to their ends. So what did they do then? They started introducing woke culture. Okay, you had people taking to the streets in a show of, okay, we don't like what the police are doing. And again, that is destructive to the ends of the institution, so it was rebranded as, well, that's all an extension of this particular organization named after simply a popular hashtag of BLM, Black Lives Matter.
Right. Yeah, and because the people in power know that that humans will hand them over unreasonable amounts of power to avoid being called mean names. And the only way to live life, I mean, I don't know how you didn't figure this out when you were like 12 years old, is to not care what people have to say about you, at the very least, subjective things that don't have a nailed down definition, to not care, and then go on with your life. And if they want to debate an actual issue, engage in the actual issues, and if they're unwilling to do that, walk away.
Well, that's the truth, is that if they want a debate, then let's talk about the issues. By the way, the number is 603-283-6160. If you want to call names, find another show. I don't care. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
So getting on with this article about the shadow campaign. A second odd thing happened amid Trump's attempts to reverse the result. Corporate America turned on him. Hundreds of major business leaders, many of whom had backed Trump's candidacy and supported his policies, called on him to concede. To the president, something felt amiss. Quote, it was all very, very strange, unquote, Trump said on December 2nd. Quote, within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint the winner, even while many key states were still being counted.
I can tell you, when I watched the election and they shut down the counting in Atlanta, I said, oh, this is rigged. Now, I may or may not have been wrong. I don't know the answer to that, but it didn't feel good.
It was the first openly rigged federal election.
I mean, they can, in Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, they can vote at midnight on the day of the election, and it's not a problem. But the idea that we keep volunteer vote counters up past 10, oh, we can't do that. That's ridiculous. I mean, like, and I will concede this much. There need to be some federal rules on elections if it's going to be a federal election. Otherwise, this is just going to continue to happen. Because now states can set their own rules on who gets to vote and how they get to vote and all those other things.
Well, and here's the great thing about this article is they are announcing, okay, here's the new game. So it used to be that, you know, what was accepted as a vote was you would, you know, show up and vote. And right, there would be exceptions to that, but that was the basic idea.
You have to prove that you're alive and exist in our
The Democrats who run my town here in New Hampshire, they don't have that criteria. They don't. You don't get to vote if you don't show up, because they know that there's more Republicans that live in this town during the winter, during the summer, than during the winter. So they're only going to let the locals vote, and the locals tend to be Democrats.
But this article is all about how they're changing the election laws at the last possible second to get the outcome that they want.
I mean, they should only let the locals vote.
Well, again, I know what the results are, and the results are tyranny. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about, well, It looks like Time Magazine's admitted that there was a rigging of the 2020 election, and I want to know more about it. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Before we get into it, though, I want to thank CleoCat for being an amplifier. CleoCat is a gold amplifier. Also, CleoCat follows me on Duolingo, which is a language learning app. So, hello, CleoCat. Thank you for amping. You can go to ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com, and you can do as CleoCat has done and amp the show. If you believe that it's a good thing that freedom of speech is allowed on the airwaves here in the United States. If you think people that, you know, may disagree with us are welcome to call in. People who agree with us are welcome to call in. That's what we do. If you think that's valuable, then amp the program at amp, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. That allows us to diversify our base, and we are not beholden to large corporations who give us money. As some people claim other radio programs are. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jimmy calling in from Rhode Island. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, hey, Ben.
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, the thing I wanted to mention, and I kind of forgot that when I got on the phone, you were mentioning Israel.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I have brought up the subject of, you know, the blank, I don't know, blank checks, but the big checks you give to Israel, a very wealthy country. And when I bring that up, I'm labeled like a Hitler, you know, or if I say like, you know, I have some sympathy for these, Palestinians that are peaceful and that most of them are, you know, I'm like, oh, get the hell out of America. You know, you're anti-Semite.
Leave America because you don't like another country.
Yeah,
it's not America.
Oh, okay.
That's an odd one.
Yeah, it doesn't. It is a very strange situation. I don't. We've had callers on both sides.
They're richer than we are.
Yeah. Right. And I can tell you this: they don't need the U.S.'s protection. Israel simply does not. I think that part of this is keeping the dog on the chain is part of what it is. Because I think that if Israel was absolutely let off the chain, they might just go ahead and expand their borders dramatically and cause sort of a destabilization in the international sphere, and then the U.S. feels like they'd have to step back in. So,
of course. But on the mean, of course. I mean, but then they say that, oh, this is a promised land, but I never thought the Golan Heights was part of the promised land. You know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, I support an organization called the, it's a Quaker school. It's called the Ramallah Friends School. And, you know, I mean, it's so difficult to parse this out because the West Bank, which is a largely peaceful area, it's like if the Palestinians are peaceful, they get their land taken. If they're not peaceful, they get their land taken. They get a wall built and secret police sent in. It's really...
It's a no-win situation for them.
It really is. And obviously the other Middle Eastern countries, the Muslim countries, don't want to take in the Palestinians because they want to create more international pressure on Israel. It's not easy. I think what Israel could do is negotiate with other countries to take the Palestinians in exchange for a cash payment, and they certainly could afford it. And that is that's actually a proposal that has been on the table, but they don't want to do that. So
they're very hardliners. You know, there. I mean, Netanyahu is pretty unyielding. You know, he's not. He's kind of like 20 years ago, maybe. You know, hinted that he was going to make some concessions, but what happened? And, you know, he's, you know, basically definitely there on the right, you know?
Yeah. The Likud, which is his party.
Likud, yep.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this pronunciation.
Sorry.
Likud is it's basically a terrorist organization. I'm sorry. I mean, you know,
and then there's a Labor Party.
Yeah.
But
I can't disagree with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
And it's tricky that there are certain topics that you are just not allowed to discuss because you will get that terrible two-syllable label, racist.
Yeah.
Because, two things that I'd like to point... let's go with three things. Three things I'd like to point out are not a race. Mexican, Israeli, and Muslim.
Yeah, right.
Not a race.
Not racist.
In fact, the majority of the world's Muslims are not Arab.
You could believe generalizations about any people from those areas, and it would look vanishingly close to racism, though. I mean, you know, like, racism isn't exactly the pinnacle of human thought. So, if you made generalizations about any particular area and then said, you know, the people from that area do this or that, you may be close, by the way. There are cultural distinctions. Right. I was just having conversations with some Brits today, and you know they spell color and favorite with a U, whereas in the United States we don't. But they call soccer football or whatever. They call American football, which is clearly football, American football as opposed to whatever. It just gets confusing. So you can make generalizations about people. It's when the generalizations become damaging that it becomes difficult. But calling somebody a racist because they disagree with you, nonsense. You know, and that's what...
And calling someone a racist because they disagree with a policy of a country is just awful. I mean, how are we supposed to even, like, come to meaningful conclusions about...
You're not.
Yeah, they're not. That's the whole point.
That is the point of using insults instead of arguments.
Right. They don't want to come to conclusions.
Ignore the insults. If that's all somebody wants to do, don't engage. And don't care. You have to not care what people call you, because the second you do, they now have power over you that is ridiculous that they have.
The difficulty is that they vote, though. And that's what frustrates me. That these same people who believe they've won the argument because you disengage, continue on with their life fortified with the notion that they are that much more right because you have disengaged. But if you say you're fighting on social media, it's impossible to win. You cannot win because they will not, there's nothing that looks like an honest conversation going on social media. So I say it's just... ignore them. Stop paying attention to these people. They're going to continue to do what they do. The politicians are going to continue to get in. They all suck. The idea that somehow Joe Biden is going to save us from anything is absolute nonsense. Joe Biden is the archetype of what is going on in Washington, D.C., not a solution. So, anyway, let's go back to the article, please.
Let's go on with part of how he ended up there in the first place. And like I was saying, it all starts out with sort of an explanation for why all of this was necessary. But here's where it really gets into some interesting stuff. In a way, Trump was right. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs. And I've got to pause right there and say, okay, curtailed the protests. Like, it's like sort of a passing thought in this article, but it's a profound implication that the Black Lives Matter protests, all of these left protests, which, you know, had the appearance of and were touted as sort of this, you know, grassroots movement that just spontaneously occurred. No. These were all coordinated events. They can turn them on and off like a faucet. And I know that a lot of people voted Democrat because they wanted these to stop. And here you have an admission.
That's called negotiating with terrorists, and you shouldn't do it.
Right. And here you have an admission from the terrorists. Yes, we specifically coordinated to stop the protests at a particular point.
Because just like when I said when they gave those people what they wanted when they burned the police station to the ground, that was incredibly stupid. Whether I wanted it to happen is a separate issue. It was incredibly stupid on the police department's part to arrest the guy who they wanted arrested because they burned down the police station. If somebody says, if you don't vote this way, I will continue having riots, and then you give in, all you told them to do was whenever you want something, have a riot.
Yeah.
And that is, so if that's why you voted that way, that was incredibly stupid.
Yeah, I think that what's obvious now is that nothing is going to happen to change policing in America on the federal level. So voting Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or whomever one voted for in on the national level clearly seemed pointless.
Well, as a cop, Joe Biden wrote the crime bill. Well,
and not even just pointless, but counterproductive for even the worst ends that you... If you wanted to be bribed by a $2,000 check, Pelosi specifically said you're not getting $2,000 because Biden's in.
Right. Not going to happen. The number, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Your calls coming up here on Free Talk.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.